Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you're spending with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Do you like fun and games? Do you like supporting the Stollery? Check the link below.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Bonnie Jaco, and this is my shop that I have with my husband, Luther. We create custom toys. We love all toys,
yeah.
Vintage, modern, but it's really about us creating our own one-of-one pieces.
Right.
Luther, my husband, is kind of like Sid from Toy Story. He kitbashes, takes things apart, puts them together, different heads, different eyes, different
right,
arms,
right.
Accessories,
yeah.
Just fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to make things kind of pretty, so
yeah.
I'm metallic and glitter.
Yeah.
But we have over 1,000 custom pieces in the shop.
That's awesome.
Besides for all the other things in here as well.
That's right. So what's the name of the shop, first and foremost?
It's just Toys.
It's just Toys.
T.O.Y.S.
And on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you are, where can people find you?
Toys, or you can type in Toys on 4th
That's
on
right.
Instagram, and we will pop up.
Yeah.
Right now on Facebook, we are El Haberdashery,
okay.
Which is our old swap meet name.
Okay.
And they won't let me change it to Toys right now, so.
Yeah, you're
I'm
working
trying,
on it.
I'm fixing it. Yeah, I'm working on it.
Like, when you told me yesterday, like, Toys on 4th, I'm like, this is going to take me forever. Ever to find, but then
it came
as soon
right
as
up.
I it came right up.
Yes, yes.
That's amazing.
Yes,
and so you guys have like some really cool pictures, like a bunch of people following you, the comment section, like you've really created like a culture.
I really try to take picture. My husband kind of says I'm a photo bully, but I just yeah. ask if someone would like if they would allow me to take a photo when they purchase something that we created.
That's
I won't.
Right.
I don't take pictures of every. Purchase in the shop,
that's right.
That'd
that's
be a little
right.
overkill.
That's right.
So just things that we create just to show, you know, what we're all about.
Yeah.
And we're very different than most stores.
That's
and
right.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a slower, longer road.
Right, right. It's a really unique store because like you said, there's certain things that I'm looking around and you can tell, yeah, that's custom, okay. But then like I went in the back there and it was like a blast from the past from my childhood in regards to like I was finding toys of G.I. Joe's and Star Wars, and like I picked up a classic toy, Tanner, yesterday when we were going back. I'm like, look at this. This is a lost boy from the movie Hook.
Yes,
and he's just
yes.
like, that's obscure that you would know that. I'm just like, hey, they have it. I know it. I'm buying it.
It's really about also giving that nostalgia feeling away for free. You
yeah.
know, you come in and having that excitement is
yeah.
is what we're all about. You should
yeah.
enjoy it all the time. You
that's
know,
right.
we as
that's
we
right.
grow up, we forget. You know,
mm-hmm.
that we still enjoy that,
yeah.
These things.
That's right. So you just mentioned you were doing swap meets first, and then I'm assuming then it
Correct.
Moved into like a storefront.
We started.
Talk about that journey for me.
Yeah, we started 3.5 years ago at the Tancredi swap meet
okay.
In 300 square feet.
Okay.
Most of this was in that 300 square feet.
No
it was
way.
Really, really cramped.
Okay.
And we didn't make anything at that point, really. So it's been
okay.
a journey of figuring out what we like to sell, what we like to make, and
right.
And it's evolved as we've,
yeah.
we've gone into it. And we both had medical things that happened to us that
right.
led us to that and leaving our other full-time jobs.
Uh-huh.
Myself as an X-ray CT tech in a hospital,
yeah.
and he was an internet manager.
Okay.
So, yeah, we both left those things to focus on that.
Yeah.
And we did do well there, which was... enabled us to get this storefront, which we just opened at the end of August. So
okay.
it's still very new and fresh and still figuring out where to put everything.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, we're going to take one quick break for an ad, and we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. Okay, so you've been here. This is new. You guys are in the heart, basically, of Tucson.
Yes.
And
yes.
Your vibe matches very well some of the other eclectic stores here, but you're very different from them. So it's all like within the same wheelhouse, but there is no store at all like this.
There's another toy shop, but they only do vintage toys, and it's all 90s, 80s, and they don't create anything. So this is all of our creations, and that's our focus.
Yeah.
Also, they do a little bit more of the like Gucci, Louis Vuitton, the high-end bootleg and all of that. And that's kind of not as much as our style. But yes, I'm glad you say that. I do feel that we belong here, and we are a different type of presence.
Yeah,
so
100%.
We're not just the same, cookie cutter thing there's five of us on the avenue.
That's right. No. It's a store within itself and one that you need to come and check out. So can you tell me a little bit about, because not only are you guys, you guys can't see it at home, please go to the website and check it out. Not only are you guys making the toys, but you're packaging them and everything. Like, it's legit.
Yes. Well, we have a few different lines. So right now he's focused on loose ones, but we do have a huge line of card-stocked customs. So he does the graphic design as well as making the toy.
Yeah.
So
what was that line up there, the geriatric line?
Yes. Well, there's Masters of the Boomerverses.
That's what it was. Yes. Sorry, boomers. You're not geriatrics yet. My bad.
So we took apart vintage He-Man bodies.
Yeah.
The heads were used for the Masters of the Boomerverse line.
Right.
And the bodies were used for Dennis Rodman's. And they were 10 different vintage He-Man bodies with all Dennis Rodman heads and all different graphic designs for that.
Super cool. Super cool.
So it's all about having fun, making a joke if we can.
That's right. That's it. So when it comes to a toy, what's your go-to?
Like my favorite toy for me?
For you. Yeah. Like what are you looking for? We all have those.
I'm looking for anything rainbow bright. Because I grew up with rainbow bright.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's my girly favorite thing.
Love it. And when people come in here, is there a certain genre that like you find a lot of people are asking you for?
Or horror is pretty big, I think.
Horror?
Yeah. Horror is a big genre. Maybe not so much here yet, but like when we were at the swap meet, horror was a huge line. Yeah, couldn't hold on to horror toys. They go very fast.
I've got to be honest, I don't think I've ever been to a real swap meet before.
You guys should check it out. It's on. Today is not going to be a good day to check it out because it's raining.
That's right.
Or this weekend in general. But it's just an open market. So there's some structures where you can go inside, which we rented a building, for the 3.5 years. But then there's outdoor, so you can just pay to go there for $20-$25, set up for that day, and sell things that you need to sell. So it's a wonderful place. It's been around for years.
Yeah. When you guys were starting this 3+ years ago, how did this idea come to fruition to be like, hey, listen, we should sell toys that we're into and or potentially even get into making toys down the road? How does that happen to be like, let's go to a swap meet and do this?
It's really just we decided we wanted to help out his mother because she's a crafter. And so we were like, let's go to the swap meet and we'll sell her crafts, and we have some stuff too. And then it just slowly evolved. You just learn what you like, and then you gravitate to, you see what other people like too. But we try not to just play to the crowd.
Oh no.
Because then you're going to be in trouble. They're not going to come back for those things. So you want to sell what you love and what you enjoy. So it's just been, again, a progression where, we made a toy and we were like, oh, well, that's, I really like doing that.
That's right.
It just snowballs.
Yeah. Now, in regards to the inventory that's here, where are you finding all of this?
That's one, we get that question a lot. It's everywhere. Luther is a master treasure hunter.
Okay.
You have to be looking.
I love it.
You have to be looking all the time.
Yeah.
He'll look at 1,000 eBay listings to win one because we have to win it right. We like to hook people up. So we put things at internet-based pricing, and then if I can do better, I'll take a little off because I know we own it right.
Right.
So thrifting, the swap meet, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace. You just have to always be on the lookout.
Very cool.
Yeah, all the time.
And then you like find it, You bring it to one place so that the rest of us don't have to be treasure hunting like that all the time.
Yes, yes.
Very cool. Yes. Well, listen, thank you very much for taking the time to sit and chat with me today.
Thank you for chatting with me.
It was an awesome store. Anybody, not just in Fort McMurray, but around the world, if you're here in Tucson, Arizona, this is the place to come and check out for sure. Now, before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
Oh, a
have
shameless
fun.
Shout out? Oh, gosh. Can it be to anybody, even they don't know me?
It could be an inanimate object, for goodness sakes.
I'll shout out to Funmaker Mike, the creator of Funko.
Okay,
without
there
him,
go.
We wouldn't have all the fun that
awesome.
We have today.
I love it. Yeah. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of the Max City Morning Show. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to all our sponsors. Thank you for your ongoing support. And for everybody else at home today watching, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.